There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that host and team.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, it couldn't be a better time to be with you. That's the bottom line. It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. It's Saturday night, and that means we have lots of fun here on Baldwin McCullough. And normally, lighter-hearted topics will sometimes prevail, but tonight we're asking the question because there were a number of indicators that kind of pointed to it, is where do we stand with 9/11? Is it being, conveniently expunged from the psyche of America? Stephen found a newspaper article cited a news article that said it was erased from the front pages of yesterday's most prominent newspapers. Nick, I don't know if you've got that picture ready yet. He found the front page of yesterday's New York Times, and sure enough, we went over every story that was on that front page. No mention of 9/11 on the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah.
Astounding.
Yeah,
the city that it happened in, and the paper of record for that city.
Right. And I'm gobsmacked is the British term. I'm just completely perplexed.
Yeah.
I mean, what's something's happening. What's happening? Why is this happening?
Well, and that's another good question to ask, and that people could take a shot at when they call 888-340-3373. Is there an agenda behind forgetting 9/11? Is there a reason why people want us to forget about it? We vowed we'd never forget. But, Stephen, who would have, honest to goodness, put yourself 14 years ago on this night, okay? 9/11 was a Tuesday, is that correct? So it's a Wednesday night. You're about 20-something hours after all of it happened. You're about 36 hours, I guess, by now, after it's all happened. And we're sitting there still in shock. Remember what the country was going through? People were wandering into churches for no explained reason. Church attendance was super high for like 4, 5, 6 weeks. They were calling pastors and priests and counselors and trying to get the things straightened out in their lives. And we were walking around saying, we will never forget this. And the president, of course, kind of stepped up and said, we will find the people that did this. We will let them know that this will not stand, et cetera, et cetera. But there was this kind of identity of who we were as a nation that was going, this can't be something we ever forget about.
Right.
And 14 years later, what impact do we have? Well, who would have said 14 years later, number one, that you would have elected a president with the middle name Hussein and who was primarily Muslim friendly? I mean, of all the presidents we've had, I don't think it can be argued that anybody has been more friendly towards Islam, and not particularly peaceful players in Islam. I mean, he's given $150 billion to the world's biggest exporter of radical terrorism for no explainable reason. Because they're not giving up their pursuit of the nuclear weapon. So you've got that. You've got ISIS, who was, in essence, al-Qaeda in Iraq, that once we left, kind of just picked up the vacuum and said, okay, we're here to take over. You've got the spread of violent extremist attacks into Europe. You've got threat after threat after threat against America. You've got a wider jihad now than took place then. I mean, what happened? How did we get to the point where we took that blow and we're now at a place where the world is infinitely more dangerous than it was 14 years ago?
Maybe it's fear. Maybe folks are just sitting around the U.S. and they're thinking, you know, hey, you know, it's, you know, things are tough and, you know, things are unstable. Maybe we ought to just, everybody ought to just, like, keep their mouth shut and let's just keep it quiet. You know, don't cause any trouble. You know, blah, blah. I don't know.
Fear of the radicals, you're saying.
No, I'm talking about Americans.
Right, but Americans fearing the radicals.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be truly sad if that is, in fact, the case.
More than half of the newspapers in the United States of America yesterday made no mention of 9/11. So, brother, that's a clear-cut indication that something's going on.
It's far less important, at least to newspaper editors, than it used to be, that's for sure. 888-340-3373. What do you make of it, friend? You're watching us, you're hearing us, you're listening to us tonight. Is 9/11 being systematically forgotten? Do you think there's an agenda to it? Or do you think it's just, well, it's 14 years, it's time to move on? C'est la vie. That's life. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I don't often do this, Stephen, but every year, once a year, on 9/11, on whatever radio show I'm hosting that day, and since I host something 6 days a week, I usually have some place to put this. But this was what we're about to hear is a compilation of audio sound bites from both the day that 9/11 took place, and then for those that are watching by way of television, this video piece to this was put together afterwards. But we actually compiled this song with these sound bites on actually 9/11 of 2001. Nick, go ahead and roll it. It's called Never Forget, oddly enough, and it was what we put together that day.
It's absolutely an appalling day, not only here in Manhattan, but also in Washington, where the Pentagon also was apparently the subject of a strike by one of these hijacked airliners flying bombs, really. The Pentagon still very much on fire. The damage there perhaps not as severe as it is at the World Trade Center, but clearly America is under attack.
It's not easy trying to understand how the world can be so cold, stealing the souls of men. Clouded skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe.
And our emergency people are being stretched to the limit.
There will come a day.
I'm sure we've also lost a significant number of them.
Wars are raging, lives are scattered, innocence is lost, and hopes are scattered. The old are forgotten, the children are forsaken. In this world we're living in, is there anything sacred? There's a better place where I'll find a way, and every tear you wipe away. The darkness will be gone, the weak shall be strong. Hold on to your faith.
Oh, that the loss of life is going to be very great indeed. Many of the important institutions here in Chicago shut down as a result of the United States terrorist acts that have occurred.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen, women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe it'll happen. And this is the worst.
We'll remain down a golden stream.
just the way the construction workers just hung their signs outside. God bless America and pray for families and victims.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
That was the sounds of 9-11 on 9-11. It's Baldwin McCullough. Are we forgetting about 9-11? That question...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code Best Fish Oil to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's Paul
Kevin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And just a reminder that, look, tonight when you go off to go to sleep, I know that everybody that has ever had a night's rest at some point in time has had trouble sleeping. There's no doubt in my mind. Every person I've ever spoken with and asked, I've never run across somebody that said, yeah, I've slept perfectly every night of my life. And what is amazing about that is the more people that I have told about my personal success with MyPillow, the more people I've been able to help one by one by one who have come back to me and said, Kev, those problems I was having, not having them anymore. And it's the technology that is inside the pillow, the interlocking fill, that actually can be locked into position, given your neck the proper, your neck, shoulders, upper torso, the proper support, so that it's, in essence, what is most important is that the cervical nerves around your neck and going down into your chest are able to relax. That allows your muscles to relax. That allows the blood flow from your brain to your organs to recycle overnight. You get into deep REM cycle sleep. You get into the deepest sleep you've ever had, the best sleep you've ever had, guaranteed. And they are so confident in it, they're going to let you test drive it for 60 days, full money back if you're not convinced. Full money back for the first 2 months that you use the MyPillow. And then if you keep it beyond that, get this, nobody's ever done this before. They guarantee it for 10 full years. Friends, they've sold over 6 million of these pillows. That's 6 million people that are getting the guaranteed best sleep of their life. And guess what? They've had very few of them returned. I'm telling you, you want to get a different sleep, you get a MyPillow, you get the first night you have it, you get the best sleep of your life. And if you don't in 60 days, believe it with all your heart, send it back, they're going to give you a full refund. Mike Lindell puts his own word on it personally. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. If you're watching on Biz TV tonight, call that number that's on the bottom of your screen right there, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Get the best sleep of your life, guaranteed, or your money back. And here's the thing. I can do you one better. Get 50% off or more when you call right now. In fact, tonight they've got a special just for Baldwin McCullough listeners. If you call tonight, I think it's for a total of $49, something crazy like that. You're going to get a regular-sized bed pillow, and you're going to get the Roll and Go, which is their travel version that folds into its own carry case. And it's one of the most amazing things that you'll ever see. And when you travel and you don't have a lot of space in your luggage, this little guy is going to help you get that REM cycle sleep even on the road. So call tonight. Use the promo code either STVB for Stevie B or KMC. They'll take either one of those promo codes, Kevin McCullough, KMC, or STVB for Stephen Baldwin. And they're going to give you either 50% off, unlimited numbers of pillows and the bed toppers that you want to buy, or they'll give you that special for the Roll and Go and the regular MyPillow for $49 or less. So call right now and get your pillows and start getting a better night's sleep. You know you've had trouble sleeping. This is the solution. Every person on my staff has one. Every person in Steven's family has one. Every person in the Kevin McCullough household has one. We believe in these. We use them ourselves. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use those promo codes, either STVB or KMC, and get 50% off or more when you call tonight. All right, we're talking about 9/11. Are we forgetting what we went through? And Stephen, you've been saying all night, the newspapers, it was right there on the front pages this week, less than half of the major newspapers across the country said anything about it at all.
Yeah, and we did have the one call already, and for me, I'm just...
You want to see what the listeners say. Let's go to live.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to, like, bring me back down out of my madness here.
Let's go to line two. Laureen is calling from Florida. Laureen, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Okay. Well, you said you had no one calling, so I thought, well, I better call. Because I did have
Yeah, what's your feeling, Laureen? Are you seeing more or less, or is it not changed at all? What's your thought on this?
Oh, I think there's an agenda, definitely, to try to erase it from the minds of our children, our young people, us who remember that day. We will never forget where we were, what we were doing when we saw that on TV, where they were there. I, the Lord moved me. I wrote a poem. I have a beautiful book with a tribute book for the Twin Towers. Hmm. And if I had a background for it, it would be some of the pictures of the Twin Towers and the morning sun shining. Hmm. And I would have family pictures of who lost their fathers, mothers. And I'd have the picture come out toward you with the person who they lost of their family. I'd have the family picture, and then I'd have that come out of the picture.
Sure. Well, Laureen, and thank you for your very kind call. Appreciate it. There was, Stephen, the 9/11 Museum, this is the first year it's been open, to the public during the 9/11 observance. It opened last year, but this is the first year it's been widely accessed. And they estimated they did about 1 million people through there this week. And every picture of every person lost is there. But the one that got me, CBS2 did a local story about it here. They have a bunny rabbit and a little Winnie the Pooh earmuffs that were from the youngest victims in 9/11. One was just 3 years old, and I think the other was four or something like that. But there were eight children that were killed in those attacks, and those items were retrieved from the wreckage and on display. Just a real harsh reminder. Let's go to line one. Ralph is calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. Hello, Ralph.
The holy book or the holy scripture tells us we can forgive, but we can never ever forget. Okay, we can never erase this day, the 9/11, the horror and tragedy that happened that day in our collective memory. Okay, we can never forget that. Okay. And that being said, big question that needs to be asked is, have we learned the lesson from 9/11? Given the fact that in the White House right now, we have not only a weakling, and that man is that, a low-hanging fruit, and that man is that also, Hollywood production acting figurehead, has not, really learned the lesson of 9/11.
Hmm.
This is more of this whole situation with Iran, okay? If this man is being honest to the American people, he would go on television and explain why this is such a good deal.
Well, and he thinks he's done that, but the truth is, he didn't. He just told us a lot of the same talking points over and over again a couple of times. 888-340-3333.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC.
Yo, yo.
And the number's 888-340-3373. And, Kevo, I don't know. It appears to me we're forgetting 9/11.
Some people are observing that. We are two of them. But Young America's Foundation did a survey of incoming college freshmen. We played you some of the results of that earlier. And Stephen found that article that tracked what the front pages of the newspapers discussed yesterday. And in some of the biggest papers across the country, the New York Times, no less, here in the city of New York, jettisoning any mention of 9/11 on the front pages. What do you think? 888-340-3373. Line one, Stephen in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Stephen, you're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is about the 9/11 call, right?
I don't know. You called us.
Well, she said something about 9/11 conversation.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, we're basically asking the question. And now to you, we're asking, do you think the events of 9/11 yesterday having been... Sorry, buddy?
I just have a quick, like...
Stephen, are you on some sort of drugs? You don't seem to be understanding what we're doing here. We're asking people to tell us, do you think the nation is forgetting 9/11? Hello, Stephen. in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, watching Biz TV.
I think we're done with Stephen. Thank you for the call,
right,
Severino.
I believe he was going to say George Bush caused 9/11. It was a conspiracy. I think the real conspiracy was whoever put him up to calling the show. That's what I actually... Hey, dude, you should call it. You should totally call in, dude. You're stoned. You should call in. You'd be so funny.
Well, I kind of thought I heard like some giggling as well.
There was something going on in the background.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to line three. James has been patient in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show. I really like it. I've been listening the past couple of weeks. I just wanted to say I'm 30 years old, and people I know have totally forgot about it, and it's pretty ridiculous because whenever I'm, like, trying to explain to them that our borders being wide open is a major threat due to people coming from Middle East and all over the world, basically, it's like nothing. And you're right about the New York Times. I have a buddy that's from New York, and he was telling me that at work today. He's like, man, they don't even have it on the front of New York Times. And it's like people my age, they don't really want them to even think about it because of political correctness, I believe, and they're bringing in some type of control through political correctness. Meanwhile, we're bringing in people from all over the world. And so, yeah, we forgot about it because we're about to be bringing in people from Syria. And even if 3% of them people are ISIS, we're going to have major problems while they're trying to fight to take our guns at the same time. So one more thing. I just wanted to say this. Have y'all seen Dinesh D'Souza, his old documentary 2016 where
yes.
he pretty much predicted? What do y'all think about that with the migration flooding the country? I mean, that's what the end of the movie, you know?
Well, yeah.
What do y'all think?
For people that don't know what you're talking about, Dinesh D'Souza did two documentaries that focused on Obama. One was his background and where he was basically coming from and what his worldview was based on. And that's what 2016
right.
was about. And, yeah, it's interesting, James, that we have had openly a president serving for the last 7 years who one of his established goals as early as like college and undergrad school was to see America be humbled. I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody that wanted to be president or was president that held the position. Maybe Woodrow Wilson would fall into this category, but I don't even think that he did. That actually thought that America needed to be less great in the world and more humbled. And as an anti-colonial kind of mindset, the way Obama was portrayed in those movies, it makes total sense that, you know, the Iran deal makes sense in that context. Letting Syrians in with very little background checks and not knowing how many ISIS are penetrating those refugee numbers, et cetera. I totally get that connection and think that...
How can you do a background check on someone from a totally different country?
That's it. That's it. I mean, and if we were to even think about encamping these guys in a place and going one by one on names for months if necessary to make sure we weren't putting the wrong people into the states, there would be such hellish cries of holier than thou from the left. It wouldn't even be funny. I mean, they would try to say we were doing internment camps like the Japanese times from World War II, which wouldn't necessarily be the case. We'd be trying to screen out those that we think are going to actually be damaging to the U.S. But on that note, we've got to run. But thanks for the call. Very interesting observation. Gino from the Bronx is standing by. We're going to get to his call coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We're glad you're with us every Saturday night. That guy that's... What are you doing in the background there? Are you working out on the treadmill? What are you doing there, Stephen, in the bunker?
No, I'm
Were you coughing?
Here.
Were you asthmatic? There was something going on in the background. When we came back, it was all I heard was... in the back. You okay? Do we need to call an ambulance?
Sure it wasn't Ivan or something?
No, I thought it was coming from you.
Well, Jackie's been known to, you know.
Well, that's true. Let's blame Jackie, because that's just what we should do. Because we're going all Donald Trump. We're just going to persecute the women in our operation here.
Now I know that's funny, because I heard Ivan laugh through your microphone.
That's right. For those of you just joining us, we're not having fun. We're talking about 9/11. We're being very serious. Very, very serious.
It is serious.
It's very serious, but it's also kind of sad. Is the country losing, forgetting its memory about 9/11? Let's go to line two. Gino's been patient in the Bronx. Hello, Gino.
I stayed off the air yesterday intentionally, like I do every anniversary of 9/11. We haven't forgotten. It's the scum that represent us that have forgotten. And I believe it's because they're going to get a piece of the action. They're going to get a piece of that $150 billion that we're going to give Iran to build a nuclear weapon that's going to obliterate my city of New York. Because we are target number one. We were targeted on February 26th. 1993. We were targeted on September 11th, 2001, and in probably within the next 10 years, we're going to get targeted one more time, and it's going to be a 20 megaton H-bomb that's going to take us all out. 20 million of us will die in a 20 megaton explosion in the heart of Midtown Manhattan in Times Square. The studies have already been done. All they have to do is sneak it past the NYPD, the Border Patrol, and Customs, and they will murder 20 million of us the next time. And then I want to see whether the scum and the slime in the Congress, in academia, and most especially the media, what they're going to do when 20 million of us perish, when we get vaporized within 5 seconds, because we are going to let Iran get a bomb that they're going to use to give to terrorists. They're going to take us all out, one by one. It is disgraceful. It is an absolute national disgrace that we have forgotten what happened to us 14 years ago, and it's going to happen again. Mark my words, it's going to happen again, because we have traitors, collaborators, and co-conspirators, and I believe sellouts that are in government. And I'm telling you now, if we can't educate our young people to remember what happened to us on September 11th, they're the ones who are going to suffer the most, because they're the ones who are going to get vaporized. I'm going to try to survive like any rat would survive after a nuclear holocaust, but I might only live another 6 months after that. But I'm going to rest assured that my final breath is going to be to warn everybody about the traitors we have among us that are going to let us die in a nuclear holocaust, because we now gave our worst enemies, the worst sponsors of terrorism, not only the means to create that 20 megaton bomb that's going to destroy me and everybody else within a 20-mile radius of New York City, but we're going to give them $150 billion to boot.
Yep.
To give these terrorists more money.
Now, Gino, let me ask you a question, Gino. You know, because you're one of the best listeners we have. I think it's fair to say that, brother. The sheer fact that these college freshmen, I mean, did you hear that when we played that? I mean, it's one thing to, like, listen to one of these talk shows, Jimmy Fallon at night, and they do the man on the street thing, and they ask a question, and people give silly answers. But can you believe in the United States of America, in 2015, there are kids coming into college programs, and you say to them, what was the cause of 9/11? Like, what was the reality? Why did the event occur? Most of them, they didn't even try to answer. They just, sorry, man, just no idea.
Well, what would you expect if all their lives they grew up going to school and having some left-wing maggot teach them revisionist history? They don't even know who won the Civil War, let alone who won World War II or where Pearl Harbor is. They can't remember anything because they never learned it. And if they learned it, they learned it from left-wing maggots who say America is to blame for why we got bombed on September 11th. That's the real reason why we are going to suffer and suffer badly, because we don't have the political will in this country to take out these left-wing Bolsheviks and to send them to prisons where they belong, because they're the ones that have inculcated the minds of our young mutants, because they care more about Kim Kardashian's ass size or what Jimmy Fallon said to Donald Trump the other night than they care about history, because they don't learn the real history and they don't learn what is to be, what will happen if we don't stay strong and we don't be united, at least for our own self-preservation.
Yeah,
you would
think
these people would be smart enough to figure it out, but they're college graduates, for Christ's sake.
Well, Gino, I've been saying that very thing on Fox and on this show and other shows for weeks. Evidently, liberals don't believe that their children bleed the way conservative children do. They don't believe that they die in the same fashion that conservatives do, or that moderates do, or that anybody, their neighbor does. I mean, in all honesty, if I'm, okay, I get up, I just work in little talk radio, right? That's all I do. I get up and do my little thing, and then I go home to my three babies at night, and I play with them, and I help them get into bed, and so forth. But I am driven on a daily basis to try to do all that I can to reverse course of the direction history's going, because I'm motivated by their well-being. I don't know why the president's not equally motivated. It's this doesn't seem to me to make sense. We disagree on the abortion issue or on taxes or on Obamacare or any of the other things that we disagree on. I can live with that. You're honestly going to tell me that you think your children are impervious to the coming nuclear war that Iran wants to wage with the free world? That, to me, is insanity. And that's what I don't understand. They just don't have a grasp of reality in any way. As Steven said, you're one of our best listeners and best callers, and we appreciate the call tonight. 888-340-3373. Levi in Pennsylvania, line one, real quickly. Hi, Levi.
Hi. I think that Gino guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy. It's the same guy, Kevin.
About everything.
Kevin.
The 9/11 attack was a direct result of America's sin.
All right, Levi.
Yeah.
I think that was the giggle box in the back of the room. Stephen was there.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It is a cloudy, rainy night in New York, but we are glad that you're with us wherever you are. We being Kevin McCullough here in our Extreme Media flagship studios, and Mr. Stephen Baldwin in his undisclosed bunker location that is able to join us tonight. He has been on the road so much over the last year. We are grateful every time he has a Saturday night free to be back on his own radio show, and tonight no exception. And a great show, great discussion, great thought-provoking topic that he asked us if we could talk about. tonight. And, Stephen, I know you can't see this, but those that are on Biz TV can. On my way to the subway yesterday, I snapped this picture here, taken at the pools, and people see the yellow roses that have been put in the names of people at the pool as the water, the eternal waterfall flows. And just a reminder, just even the people captured in that picture, the vast numbers of families that that suffer even today. They still miss those people that were snuffed out of their lives so prematurely. And I just really, I hope and pray that as a nation we do not forget what unabated evil can accomplish when unchecked. And it's something that I want our next presidential candidates to be talking about. There's a big debate this week. I hope they cover it on some level in that discussion. But just a really important thing that we not forget what history did, because we'll be doomed to repeat it. Anyway, I thought you might have some sort of additional thought on that.
Oh, no, I paused just for a moment, brother. I wasn't sure if you were going to continue. No, you know, and the other thing that's a blessing for both you and I, Kevin, is to have this platform and to be able to share with our listeners and try to open our, expand our own minds and our own thinking about where we're going as a country, what's happening across the board, relevant to all the different things we like to talk about. So I just, really the question has not been answered, which is what this program and what talk radio is all about, which is to not always get the answer, but at least have the conversation.
Yeah. Well, and I think that just in a rudimentary way, asking the question, are we forgetting about 9/11? I think the evidence is pretty astounding that there is at least some
erosion.
Yeah,
erosion.
And it may not be as noticeable today as it may be 5 years from now, but I hope it's not worse 5 years from now. I hope that there is a vigilance that we kind of adopt, that we say, hey, we can't be allowed to forget. Because it's that sleeping on the job that will come back to get us when we least expect it. And, you know, President Bush talked about that from the very beginning. The war against this radical terror would be something that would last far longer than most people realize. And it would be something that we would need kind of eternal vigilance on. So when I think of those waterfalls coming over the walls of those pools on the World Trade property, it sure makes sense. We should be as vigilant as the water runs there to remember the memories of those people that we lost. I know you lost friends that day. I did as well. I think many people across the nation did. But tonight, Baldwin McCullough standing in solidarity with those who did so that we could say we will not forget. Not at this microphone. Not on this radio show. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin. Thanks for being here.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.